Welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. This is a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like Article 50, but with an easier withdrawal.
Oh.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, nice. I'm Miranda Kane.
And my name is Bebe Lynch.
Coming up, we're chatting to someone who will rip up your arsehole cheaper than I will.
Hi, I'm Fabiana Lima, Google Brazilian waxer, deal with the hot waxing in Brighton Hove.
Right, BB.
Yes.
I've got to ask you.
Go on.
Have you ever had the waxing?
Yeah, baby. Not all over. Yeah. Not the whole thing, because, you know, I'm not 12. But I think, yeah, I have. And I liked it a lot. I'm a Catholic. But I got annoyed, not annoyed, but just irritated by the bumps and the red lumps. And yeah. So there's a couple of days it looks beautiful and it's smooth and you're going to Instagram the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Oh.
And then it's so kind of bumpy, it's like Braille, War and Peace. So I have waxed. Thank you for asking. I'm not asking about your nethers, so I don't need to know it.
No, because I'm going to tell Fabby all about them.
Good luck, Fabby. This is how we should start the podcast. Are we on? Sammy, are we on? Producer Sam's got a new haircut.
He has.
Do you like it, Miranda?
I do. I do. He doesn't look like a 12-year-old child anymore. So it's like an actual adult
haircut.
He's
an actual adult.
Yeah. He's got little short size and a little bouffant on top.
Yeah. I bet he plays with it.
I bet he pulls it up in the shower. Yeah. In little
tufts. And sometimes I think he takes it to the side.
Yeah.
But that's too much. That's another podcast. But talking of hair.
Hey.
Oh, come on.
Smooth.
Thank you. We are joined. Well, if you exfoliate after. We are joined by the wonderful, I'm going to get your name wrong, Fabi Lima.
Fabi Lima, that's right.
Yeah, beautiful. Yes. From?
Professional.
Thank you. From Go-Go Brazilian.
Yes, it is.
What's Go-Go Brazilian? I think I know.
Go-Go Brazilian is the name that I gave it for ripping hair off.
Ripping hair off?
Yes. It's all about the Brazilian, isn't it?
Like, so you don't
actually, people don't get much of Brazilian. They get Hollywood.
Well, this is what Brazilian. I want to ask about the trend. So you're based in Brighton. So you're
based in Brighton.
Go-Go Brazilian is your shop. Is your salon.
Your salon.
Yes.
Salon. So people don't have Brazilians?
Not really, though, because they actually get like everything off. Those days.
So
they
much Brazilian prefer. Isn't
the Brazilian
everything.
No, the Brazilian is kind of, actually I just waxed someone from France today and she said to me that in France they call it the train ticket.
The train ticket. In London we call it the oyster.
The oyster.
Fabi's holding two fingers up. Like, I'm calling it the Scout's Promise.
The Scout's on the Promise. Yeah. Oh, it's got ugly really, really quickly. When did the Brazilian kind of fall out of fashion?
Don't really know. I mean, we still got like 40% of my customers do the Brazilian. It's more like the Brazilian can be also a triangle. Doesn't need to be the rectangle,
strip.
The strip. But people prefer Brazilian if they want to leave something on top of that.
Yeah.
Recently, someone said to me that she would like to leave some hair on top because she heard this kind of like the man can smell some hormone that attaches to the hair.
Interesting. Yeah, and they're a big carrier of
germs.
Crabs.
Filled crabs. Big, I snorted. My first snort. It's six bad six snorts. I'm sorry, everyone.
Pheromones.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what she said. So she left the Brazilian there just in case.
Yeah, because all the sweat builds. Because this is one of the reasons why I keep my pubic hair.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm a power muff girl. Sorry, keep the boyfriend.
Sorry.
No, I am a power muff girl. Yeah. And I did a thing, a little blog for the Metro, amazingly, about keeping your pubic hair. And one of them was because the sweat builds gets on the hair.
Yeah.
And so it does give off the pheromones and everything, and it, you know, gives a nice little odour.
Ode Miranda.
Ode Miranda.
Ode Kane.
Ode Kane. There you go, my love.
We should do an Ode Kane, but as a roll-on. And you just put it on your pulse points. Because I think it would be too overwhelming if it was everywhere. Do you condition yours?
No.
Do you do anything to make it lovely?
No.
Lovelier?
For who? No.
I don't know.
No.
Dry.
Is there something? Is there anything you can do? Do you?
I mean, it's very, very healthy to exfoliate your skin anyway. So just take the dead skin out. out with or without hair.
Yeah.
It is only an option, isn't it, not having hair. And that's what we do, just rip the hair off, make it smooth as possible. Because I always have a misconception as a waxer and been waxing for a long time. I love when people take their hair out, when they do properly. Or when they leave the hair there.
Yeah.
And but what's happened those days, and actually England is very common, they use the razor where they cut the hair.
Yeah.
Or they give a haircut to their vagina. And it's so not good because the hair grow back healthy and they get it really tough and strong. And it's much harder to remove it.
So you are saying that waxing, if you're getting it all out by the root, then it grows back finer and finer.
Yeah,
and eventually...
but you can see from your eyebrow. So
yeah.
Why people do microblend those days? Because they've been plucked their brow for so many years that now they don't have eyebrows anymore.
Yeah.
It's not because they fall down, but because the way how they take it, they take out. If people would be shaved their eyebrows, they would have like a couple muffins in their face, don't we? And then
why did you get into waxing? Why would you do that? Are you a Catholic?
I mean, tell the truth, kind of like I have some kind of satisfaction on it. It's supposed to be only business, really, but
when you rip a plaster off or something, that's so satisfying.
Oh God. Treat your customer bad and get paid for it. It's amazing.
That's my motto.
That's her line.
But you two could join forces.
Yeah.
I'm sensing some kind of 2-for-1.
I would do on the guys.
Oh, yes. And actually, when I wax a man, like, it's very common as well. Lots of men come around for getting the manzillion, what I call manzillion.
What's a manzillion?
So basically, you grab their balls, like, you know, and you grab the cat.
Yeah, I know. That just very like, well, yep. You grab it.
Yeah.
I'm just to explain to everyone. So Fabi's just gone, grab the balls like you grab a cat.
That's what we're doing.
You like the scruff of the neck.
Scruff the neck and rip off and then get it all round smooth. And they love it. But I think men do. I mean, some of my clients says that they do because the sensation.
Ah, hey. So they're getting off on it.
So yes,
men are such awful demons.
Yeah, they don't do for us, I'm afraid.
Do you? What's your ratio of men coming to see you opposed to women?
I mean, I think I would say 60% women, 40% men now.
That's high. That's because you're in Brighton.
Brighton, you get a lot of people open mind, and people ask me like, "Oh, is all your male friend, your male clients are gay?" It's like, no, not gay. Yeah. I know all their life. They come with their wives, girlfriends, ex-girlfriends, looking for a girlfriend, not gay.
What? Do you get like couples waxing? So you do the man and the woman at the same
nice.
Time?
Oh, that's a lovely bonding.
Yeah.
I do have a couple that they come together. Why one is lying on the bed, another one's like, and I have like this customer while I wax her, she starts to shout on her husband, "Why are you looking at the phone? Why are you looking at the phone? What are you doing?" Like, she will quite often want that he's participate in our conversation.
This is the weirdest job. So, you know, people go, when they sit with their hairdresser and you open up to the hairdresser. I mean, I know people are literally opening up to you, but do they open up as well? Is this a kind of a...
But that's the thing. I came up with one kind of a theory that when people are naked, they don't lie.
They don't lie?
They don't lie.
Oh, yeah.
It's something in about to feel vulnerable. And I got that spatula with hot wax on my hand. Yeah. And suddenly start to make center questions and come deep conversation. And it actually always go bending a bit on the sexuality as well, their sexual life, what are they doing. I don't think like people just get waxed because they don't like hair.
Yeah.
But it's of course, why are you there, smooth? For me, going to Tinder, maybe going somewhere else.
Why they're getting better hair?
Yeah, waxed I'm
off.
Always get a bit curious about it, but yeah, you get all sorts of the type of customers.
What kind of demographic? What kind of age?
So,
and what do they ask for? So, what would someone in their 20s ask for?
The 20s are a bit more tight with money. And
thank you for finishing that sentence.
And they come like they came by shaving and waxing, and also like I believe when they're a bit younger or they are in the university, they kind of go to parties and have lots of nightstands or something like that.
So, nightstands.
Yeah, so they just, emergency, Fabi, please, now. Oh, sorry, I had to shave, I couldn't leave, I had a party to go. They never, like, quite often, like, consistent. But after 40s, I think people from 40 years old, they're a bit more consistent what they want,
yeah,
who they want to be with. They have better sex life, especially women, and they know what they want. They want to be all groomed, do you know what I mean? Like looking good, have their waxing done, and go for it. So I think a lot of people over 40s. I had like a man come to me a few months ago. He's 85 years old, pensioner.
85?
He came to me and then he said, I'm sorry, I came in, this is the first time I'm doing this. I went to the hospital to get operation and the nurses shaved my ass. And then it started to growing back and it was itchy, it was all pricking the hair around. And then I thought, like, I cannot have this done anymore. So I thought how I can remove my hair in a safer way. So he came for wax. And then after a month, he was back there. I'm like, oh, it's awesome.
Oh, I love that.
I think I love this story.
So he's getting a monthly arse wax.
Do you do...
Yeah,
oh, can't we call it something else? Do you give him a pensioner's rate?
Actually, not. I should.
Early bird discount. Yeah.
Wax on crack, get another crack free.
During your waxing, so how long have you done it?
How long?
12 years. 12.
12.
What's the most memorable moment you've had?
Wow, I don't know. It's every time we come up something new, something different. It's the pain of my lifestyle as well. I don't know. We share a lot of information. So I listen to my customer as much as they listen to me as well. Mm-hmm. So we bond. I like when people go deep in their real life or just being funny or say something that, I don't know. It's many stories.
There's never been a horror story.
No, never been a horror story.
You never had like a crack? I just keep thinking.
I mean, I did that
crack stuck together.
That I said in BBC, isn't it?
Yeah, tell me. Tell us again. That was, oh my God.
It was the, I called the number 8. So when I first got trained to do a crack waxing, because my idea was being a crack waxing specialist. And I'm fascinated
crack
to wax.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Crack waxing.
I'm fascinated to get hair out of people's ass. And then when I was trainer, the lady said to me, all right, you get the customer on the side, like I call it like the porn star position. It's like when you go the side like that and then hold the put your hand on the burnt cheek.
Yeah.
And then I got the spatula full of waxing. And then I need to draw the number 8. In the asshole, around the asshole, number 8.
Write this down, Rand.
And then while I was putting the wax in around and around, and I got a bit more confident, yes, I can put more. And then suddenly, I wait to get cold, and I peel the wax off. When I peel the wax off, in the middle of the asshole, was lots of wax inside. You know, like when you peel everything off in the surface of the skin, but actually inside, he couldn't... I mean, he would never use his ass again.
Oh my God.
But it was the first time I waxed in one crack ever in my life. And then I was like, oh my God, I might have to dig this with the spatula.
Oh.
And then would maybe cause more trauma. I couldn't say to him like, oh, sorry, come back next day. No. And then I suddenly had the idea to put in more waxing. Stick it. And
yeah, pull that out.
Pull it out.
Did you keep that as a lovely reminder? Lovely memento.
That was the one that I most sweat.
Oh, did it come out as like a little wax butt?
It was like
that's
a little.
You should market that.
Yeah, you should. You could have kept
OAP discount, early bird, butt plugs. Yeah, come on.
I know.
And, like, specially made for you, fits your size.
That's actually very beautiful.
Isn't it?
I'll put a lovely little wick in it. Yeah. Candle.
Oh, my God. Butt plug candle.
Butt plug candle. There you go. So you are welcome.
No. I said no more number 8.
Where's the? I'm trying to fit. So you got the 8. You got the bum hole in the bottom,
and then you
hole.
Go like in the middle, and you cross the 8. Yeah, like you go here.
Yeah,
up, and
so. Oh, so it's just going sort of like it through the other part of the butt crack.
Yeah, it's just get like the hole here,
yeah,
and then cross.
Ay, ay, ay.
Didn't work very
didn't work that time.
Not for me, but the customer is still coming back. I think he's still looking for the number 8 again, but I could never do it again.
He enjoyed the butt plug.
Don't you know that it's a Brazilian doing Brazilians?
Yeah.
You should work in Hollywood just for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Just doing Hollywood.
Yeah.
So Brazilians in the Hollywood.
What other stars are there? Are there other names that we don't know of?
The main ones are Brazilian and Hollywood. Mm. Everything else is pure marketing. So people would say like Playboy here or Dubai there, or and then becoming like
too much thinking about.
Are they like the same name? Is that names just for the same styles though?
Yeah, just to say like a bit of a bikini extension. Like example, if someone's coming to me to do a Dubai or Playboy, something like that. If you go to my websites, write down bikini and crack.
Yeah.
Once someone texts me and says to me like, "Hi Fabiana, could you please let me know? I got one question here. What's a bikini and crack?" And I'm like, "And what's the difference of bikini and crack and bikini line?" I'm like, "The crack." I don't know if I should.
I don't think we've said crack so
not
much
enough.
In one podcast.
But is the Dubai and the Playboy Hollywood?
No, they are just something similar, but that's personal. That's not everybody uses. People wouldn't say, like, I don't use it. I go straight to the point.
Right.
That's bikini, that's the crack, that's the butt cheek. So it make it easier.
Yeah.
And actually I got customers because I actually say the word crack because they don't want to call me and say like, oh, you know what, I need to do something down there, but actually it's not my vagina, it's something else. And then they still going around and around, and I'm like, why are they going around this? And then I said, but what do you mean? You know, it's like between my legs, but actually it's not really the front, it's like a bit of the... And I'm like, what do you mean? What are you going to
say?
Oh, your ass. Okay, then we can do that.
I was gonna say, is anyone like giving you just a random name for something and you just like
a Terry? Anyway. Yeah. Terry, please.
Yeah,
Terry.
But you see, like, I have a problem like with men because once they say to me, like, you should call it the balls scrotum, but then you call it scrotum, and then you don't know if you say balls, and then when they need it, when I wax them, I use one technique that they need to get their dick. Like a joystick.
Are and you qualified? Like,
yes. And then and then like I say, like go to 3 PM. Like this is a clock, you just stick you.
Oh, so they have to move their clock to 3 o'clock.
To 3 o'clock.
And then
they say, like, oh, is it 9 PM for me? I'm like, whatever, 9 PM, 3 PM. And then but I never know what I should say. Willy? Dicky, cock.
Dicky. Not dicky.
Yeah,
not dicky. Not dicky.
Willy.
Winky. Because that makes it seem so large and masterful. Winky. You must definitely say winky.
Winky dinky.
A little general.
Could you move them?
I'm just like, can you, there. The head, this.
What if men get an erection?
Not really. They can get a little bit happy.
Yeah.
Like just about.
Yeah.
Because the thing with men is, and I realize that, like women in general, they anticipate the pain. Yeah. So why am I putting the hot wax over? They're already like, oh my God, this is going to hurt. Oh my God, I'm going to lose my clitoris. But the man doesn't. So men don't thinking about the next second. Why are you putting the hot wax? They're like, oh, that's nice and warm. And I'm like, no, I'm going to pull it up.
You're like, dumb little.
So when it's nice and warm, the dicky willy winky gap hang out a bit. Just about it there, and then I just
and then
disappear, and then go somewhere else between the balls, and I'm like, hold, get the head, pull it.
Are there different men styles? So is there a range of waxing
different
men?
I do call menzillion for everything off. That's right. The speedo line with the penis and the balls and the crack and the butt cheek. But there are men that they don't have hair everywhere.
So men could just trim. Have you encountered, what is it called, a manzillion?
Manzillion.
Like totally bald?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. I don't know whether they're wax or... I think
plucked.
They, yeah.
Spare they 3 days.
They have to be plucky to come to me, my love.
No, I think most guys that I know just give them themselves the trim with the trim. Beard yeah. clipper oh, really? Or something.
So don't use a Mac.
Yeah, no, no.
So, but recently, someone, and that is what kind of like I got this in my mind because that doesn't happen often. But in Brighton, it's quite, I find like a very modern place, like a very open mind place. And come with this lady. And then she said to me, like, oh, I never been waxing before. I would say between 60 as well, like children already growing up. And then I look at her, she look a bit vintage. And then she's like, I never did nothing down there. I'm like, what do you mean nothing? I never cut the hair, I never trim it, never shave it. And I'm like, what are you doing here then for? I want to try this waxing, but she feel a bit like she was a bit nervous. I'm like, okay, take the knickers off, take the trousers off, come here. And then when I look at, and it's like, okay, well, how much you want? I want everything off. It's like, why you decide to get waxing? And then she's like, oh, I had a husband for about 20 years or something like that. He left me for a young lady or something. We got divorced, and I found I got a new date. And I'm like, oh, brilliant. Aww. And then I said to her, like, did he see that? And then she's like, yes. And I'm like, oh, no. If he told you to come in here and wax?
No.
And it's like, no. And I'm like, ooh, what's happened then? Oh, Fabi, when I got in the room with him, he put his trousers off and he was as smooth as a dolphin down there. Himself.
Smooth as a dolphin.
And they're really smooth.
But, you know, like, it's fine if you want to let the bushy and the, all this, but you wouldn't imagine, like, going out with a guy and he would be like, I mean, smooth and you're not smooth. I mean, usually it's the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want the hairy legs to belong to them, not you.
I think, like, she got the idea what he likes. She doesn't need to ask. But it's good he didn't ask her, so
my friend, I think I've talked about this before, a friend of mine had met some bloke online, they hooked up like the first night they met.
This your friend?
No, it really wasn't me. If it was me, I would have written about it and made money out of it. It really wasn't me. And and next morning, you know, he went to the bathroom and then came out with a razor saying, next time we'll use this.
No.
It's just so outrageous, isn't it? Oh, have you ever seen that people's initials shaved in? I'm obsessed with all that kind of stuff.
I had Christmas to do like one. A number V. And letter V. Someone said to me, like, oh, can you just like instead of the normal strip Brazilian, can you just like make the letter V?
Yeah.
And then I thought that she said something about a triangle. And then she said, no, V, V. I'm like, okay, that's fine. We did V, glitter.
Glitter.
Yeah.
Why was V? Like the
I don't know.
Virgin.
Virgin for virgin.
Just an arrow. Just to point them in the right
glitter.
Direction.
What was the
the thing with the glitter was, came this lady, she's 40 years old at the time, that was a few years ago, and then she said, it's going to be my birthday soon. I had a massive argument with my husband. We haven't looked at each other for ages, but I know what he's turning his on. It's glitter. I'm like, all right, I might can help. Let's get a glitter out. And then I did wax with all the Hollywood. And then I pinch a bit of a heart shape.
Oh, that's
on glitter
beautiful.
On top. You know, like when I cross the church square, I see like people doing on a children's tattoo.
Yeah.
I'm like, if it's good
let's
for
not
children.
Let's not bring children into this.
I'm like, it's going to be good for vaginas.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then I put the glitter on it. And then she went home, and that's the fun part is she haven't been having sex for him for those last months. And they said that she was 40 years old because she was trying to have a child with him, make a baby, and she couldn't. And that night, with all that glitter sensation, she got pregnant.
They had a little glitter baby.
Why?
Glitter baby.
Did they call the baby Gary?
Oh, no. Oh, I knew it.
Mariah. Fabby, at least. At least. Did they name the baby after you?
No. Well,
do you get other kind of the baby. Topiary requests? Like any other weird shapes?
No, not really. No weird shape. Sometimes they want some kind of like tattoo if their star sign or something.
I used to, but I
think like a vagina or those things you make and choke if someone leak it. So I don't know how. I got one young girl. I mean, of course, over 18 years old, and then she came to me. She got some ingrown hairs, you know, like a bit red, pink in her skin. Yeah. And then I said to her like, "Oh, don't worry, you just put some coconut oil, this and that." And then she said like, "Oh no, I put some foundation on it, so I covered the ingrown hair on my vagina with foundation." And then I look at her like, "If someone's leak." And then she's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Oh my god, so maybe she's virgin. I shouldn't say that. And no one's never leaked. Maybe they shouldn't leak." I'm like, "Oh, sorry, it was to me. Like, it was really embarrassing."
So much to ask. Can I ask a practical question, please? So, when you have all the waxing, blah blah blah, do you get the ingrowing hairs and that awful? So that it's great for a couple of days, and then awful kind of bumpiness because it's been done badly. If you do get that, how can you treat that?
I mean, if you do get that, you should not get that if you get the right temperature of waxing. The wax that I use, actually, I'm label soon my own waxing.
Oh, that's cool.
My own waxing. So I'm talking with a lab and a manufacturer. It is international, so I'm having a bit of a Brexit moment as well. So I don't know if I'm going to labor or not. It's depending on the 29th of March or 31st. Mm-hmm. And then... it is about a hypoallergenic wax in good temperature. I do wax myself, so I know exactly what's going on. And usually when people would get this type of irritation, they can just got a bit of a bit allergic about the heating or maybe the aftercare. So if you get like, you know, like our hand, the nails, a bit of germs, and then you get too excited because you're smooth and then just put your hand on top of there. And then you do get a little bit of like the redness. That goes in about 2 or 3 days out. Once I did it myself, I got waxing and I went direct to the shower on hot water and then exfoliated the top because I want extra smoothness. So I was a bit ridiculous, I shouldn't do. And then I got really red and was itch, and I took myself antihistamine. And in 20 minutes, whoosh, disappeared.
Antihistamine. That's antihistamine.
It's not pro-histamine.
that was the...
Can what? I say something? Helping. I know it's fashion. Should we be judging... This is anti-men. But should we be judging men who want to fuck women that are completely smooth?
Yes.
Like a child?
Yes, completely.
It's a bit...
No, but the thing is, always, before we start to judge men, we always think like... I always try to put it in an opposite way, yeah?
Yeah.
So if a man come to me and say like, "Oh, why you want to get your man zillion?" And it's like, "Oh, you know what? I got a new girlfriend." And then she said to me like, "Oh, why don't you go for waxing?" And then when you hear this from a man, you just sounds like, "Oh, how cute. He listens to his girlfriend." But when is the opposite? You're like, "He doesn't love you." How dare you?
I think it's both ways. Mm. I don't think anyone should tell their partner what kind of pubic hair they should have. Yeah. I think it should just be down to you whether you're male, female, what
but
kind
that's
of
what I think. But I think like this type of person, he won't get it on just in about the hair.
Yeah.
So today gonna be the hair, tomorrow gonna be your makeup, then gonna be your clothes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always go deeper than just the wax.
That's it. That's always my worry when it is someone, whoever it is, and they're telling someone that there's a deeper issue there and it starts to become about power and control.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, just, and pubic hair just seems to be...
But I do think it's nice. You do things for each other as well.
Yeah.
So I don't think so. Like some people try to hide a bit and say like, "Oh no, I'm only doing for myself. I would do not for nobody else." I'm like, what's wrong to do something to make somebody else a bit doing? Like, "Oh, let's do something different."
Yeah, but I'd cook them a meal or something.
Oh, do you? What's your signature dish?
I'm pretty good at the old lasagna.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah,
that's nice.
I think you say toad in the hole.
I don't like if my boyfriend comes to me and say to put some like hot and sexy outfit. I feel like, "Oh, I'm this. Go and dress like Batman tonight, or I won't come." I mean, it's like.
Where do we stand on the Merkin?
What, oh, the fake? Where do you stand on it? Well, just whilst it's on the floor and you jump on top of it.
Can you imagine
times?
A Merkin coming off on you?
Oh,
I would comedy place it all over my body, like just like an elbow, a knee.
Oh, that's
chin.
The look you've gone for tonight.
Thank
oh,
you for noticing.
Where's that come from?
What do you think the, well, I didn't say what's the future trends, but you know.
Oh, yeah. Is there any particular yeah. trends going on at the moment that's.
Well, it's still the Hollywood.
Or is that just marketing?
Yeah, it is all about the Hollywood. Most of the time I'm doing Hollywood and Brazilian. Sometimes people come and say to me and say, oh, I really need to get this done today because I'm having a wedding tomorrow. And then I'm thinking like, is it like a naked wedding?
Yeah, yeah. Is it your
like
wedding?
That? Yeah, exactly. Like, why need to do the Hollywood for it? But yeah, people are quite obsessed for the Hollywood. But I'm happy to it because most of people, 95% of people who goes there, they've been shaved before. Yeah. So it's better to do, if you're going to get done, do it the right way.
Yeah.
Remove the hair, then just chop the hair off because then you don't do no good for your skin.
Yeah.
So or you leave your hair and you don't do nothing, or stop you use those hair removal cream, shaving, and just like take the hair in a nice way, in the hot waxing. This is old, it is 2,000 years old, there is no side effect. Will hurt very quickly with a bit of laughing and a bit of a good time and laughing, a bit of pain and you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like our podcast.
A bit pain and you're off.
Yeah. Well, look, so I think, do you think hair's coming back though?
Yeah.
It was porn like at the moment. I'm making a stand. I'm not watching it. I'm not appearing in it anymore.
But, you know, but it's been a while since I watched all of it.
Are pubes back in porn?
I don't know. I think so, because we're seeing a sort of resurgence of women doing porn. And
directing and producing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there's more pubes, and I think there's just a backlash now of people getting rid of, certainly getting rid of everything from the eyebrows down, not just pubes.
Backlash is a great name. Backlash is a great name for a waxing company,
yeah,
isn't it? Oh, so gosh, yeah. You know, like curl up and dye. You need a really good one. We're going to work on keeping anything. Splitting hairs.
Oh.
No, that's not good enough. Waxing lyrical. Oh, you should sing while you do it, and then call yourself waxing lyrical.
I do ask my customers. I do like them to sing the price.
Oh, how much does it cost? Tell us how much.
So the Hollywood's £30 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, £30. 30 minutes maximum. They all take the same time. People think come into my room and they say, oh, I'm really, that's the thing that I always get a bit worried about when people come to me and they apologize for the hair they got down there.
Oh.
So they shouldn't apologize.
No, it's perfectly normal.
It's just like, natural. Oh, I'm sorry that I got some hair. I'm like, well, that's why you're here, isn't
it? Yeah,
so it's just like, it's all right.
Have you ever had like really young, like, kids come in, like girls?
Yeah, it's under 18. I don't wax.
No, but have you ever had any that have come in like mistakenly and tried to and thought that they needed to get it?
No. I did have a mother once ask me for waxing an underarm of her child, and the girl I think was 12 years old. I'm like, I wouldn't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's just like that. She doesn't need the need to the. To get into this now.
Yeah, I mean, my hair is the size of a 12-year-old, so, you know, let it be.
Yeah, it's just let she choose whatever she wants. You know what I mean? It's only hair. Hair is part of your skin body. You're born with, you die with, you need to deal with. Do you know what I mean? It's just,
write that down.
That's very good.
And then also write a hirsute sir.
That's cracking.
Thank you.
BB, are you going to get your crack waxed? That's what everyone's after that. What about, how do you feel about a little figure eight on
a
your
little
crack?
Figure eight in my ass? I don't have a crack. That's an exclusive.
Is that why you have to talk so much?
You okay. Bitch. No, I'm not going to do that, but can you imagine the horror? I think she dealt so brilliant, and I don't think the man knew.
Yeah,
I don't think he kind of got the idea, but I think we gave her quite a few business ideas.
Yeah.
And if the butt plug candle if we're not credited in some way.
Yeah, that's the Good Sex Bad Sex candle, available from Amazon.
Did anything surprise you?
Yeah, I was still quite surprised to know that if you do cut your hair, that it comes back stronger. And like, it's so weird because when she was like, oh, if you cut your hair, then it comes back healthier. And like, when do we ever say to someone, oh no, don't do that, because otherwise it will come back healthier?
It's too healthy. My take home was the word winky.
Yes, or dicky.
All about the winky.
We need to use winky and dicky a bit more often. Crack. We've said so much crack this afternoon.
My name is BB Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Crack. Kane.
Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Sam Bonham for metro.co.uk.
Get in touch with us on Twitter. We are at Good Sex, Bad Sex with a triple X at the end. Can someone think he's funny?
That really annoys me. And also, I think we should get people to get in touch with us.
Please.
Just tell us things. Tell us thoughts on the podcast.
Questions, queries.
How much you love us. At info@sexpod.co.uk.
We've got our own little email address.
It's beautiful.
It's not the Channel 5 Sex Pod. Don't worry. Please don't sue us. And we will see you next week for some more Good Sex, Bad Sex.
Ta-ta.